And today we are checking in with our state track previews. And today we are with the North Central Girls and Boys Track and Field Coach Alex McCleary. And Coach McCleary, you have qualified 11 to the state track and field championships coming up on Friday and Saturday. First of all, let's take a look at the girls. You have four girls qualifying. One of those, Brooklyn Buell, will make it in three events.
Yeah, you know, she's been probably our most consistent athlete all year in terms of just you know, what she's been able to do on the track. I mean, she's consistently finished first or second in the pole vault, and obviously that's her best event. You know, she's poured a ton of time there just the last, you know, couple years, just over the summer going to some camps. Even in the winter, she goes to a couple. So we're really excited for her there, you know, and then obviously the 100. It was kind of a tough sprint day the other day in West Holt, so she's not sitting in a great spot, but she's you know, fast enough to, you know, make her mark there, and then obviously a big part of our 4x4 relay.
And as we take a look at the rest of the girls, there are some in the 4x4, but you do have Morgan Lewis, Daisy Frick outside the 4x4, also qualifying in individual events.
Yeah, you know, Morgan's just been, she has just improved throughout the year. She's consistently worked hard. I mean, every day she's getting better, and it's showed in her times. I mean, shoot, I think at the beginning of the year she ran 53 or 54, and now she ran in the high 48s at districts, which, you know, we're just so proud of her effort there. And then Daisy, you know, she's kind of been through the ringer the last few years. She's kind of been the lead or anchor in our 4x800, and obviously that didn't make it this year, but she was able to qualify in the open eight. So we're excited for her, and hopefully she can find her way to a medal. She's in that second heat, and so she's got a great opportunity to run a fast time.
And then all four girls we mentioned have qualified in the 4x4 for you.
Yeah, you know, again, Daisy will lead us off there, and then Brielle, you know, is able to qualify her senior year, which is awesome for her. So it'll be cool to see her rep the uniform one more time. Then obviously Morgan and Brooklyn, again, just kind of been our consistent girls that have just put in work and consistently dropped times throughout the year. So we're excited to give them one more chance to run and, you know, watch them perform at a high level.
Well, that is two seniors, a junior and a sophomore on the girls' side. Now we head to the boys' side of things, and we take a look at it. You have some individuals that have qualified in some individual results, and you qualified a couple relays. First of all, let's take a look at those individual results and some of those that are in relays, including a junior, Raiden Orton, qualifying in the 1,600-meter run, which was a stacked C5 district.
Yeah, he took words out of my mouth. I mean, that district was just – it was a fun mile to watch. And, you know, obviously Raiden came in fourth there in the district, but we thought if he ran a really good time, which he did, he'd have a good shot at it. And so he got in, and he's sitting pretty well. So we're excited for him to get a chance in that mile and see what he can do against a really good field this year.
And then Mason Hagan, I know I've talked to him a little bit. He's really wanting to get that two-minute mark or just under that. A solid 2:02 for him there at districts.
Yeah, you know, and we kind of talked to him. You know, last year it was cool just to watch him drop time like crazy. I think he ran at the beginning of the year, ran a 2:13 or something, and, you know, was able to cut 6 seconds off. And, you know, so I think, you know, looking at that, he's like, well, I think I can get under two. And it's just once you start getting closer to that two-minute mark, it's so hard. You're just fighting for tenths every race to try and cut. So, but no, he's sitting in a really good spot. I think there's one runner in that it's going to be tough for anybody to catch from Grand Island Central Catholic. But after that, it's wide open in that race. So we're really excited to see him run and get a chance to run down at Burke. I mean, he eats it up. I mean, he's watching YouTube videos left and right, just trying to find any little advantage he can. And so we're really excited to see him get to represent North Central in that open eight.
Yeah, it was kind of a heartbreak last year and able to make it there and some great times this year.
Yeah, for sure. That's pretty cool. And that's the one thing I'm really proud of this bunch. You know, last year we missed two or three races by legitimately a hundredth of a second. So if you've been seeing any of our kids at meets, they've been wearing our track shirts that just have .01 on the back, and that's the reason for that. And we had, you know, a few of those, most of those kids that affected last year, they're all headed down to Omaha. So it's been a pretty cool thing to be a part of, just to watch them improve and fight for a chance to go run at Omaha Burke.
And one of those teams, I believe, was the 4x1, and they lit it up with a 44.14. They didn't win it, but one of the fastest times in Class C, and they advance on.
Right, yeah. I mean, they're going down, sitting third. Obviously, we get second at districts, and so Battle Creek's sitting there right above us. But we'll have a really good lane draw in lane three down there. And if we, you know, if the big thing with that relay is you just got to get handoffs. And if those handoffs are clean, man, anything can happen. So we're really excited for those boys. I mean, Carson starts us off there. He's the one kid that wasn't in it last year. So he's our new guy, and we started him in the third spot at the beginning of the year, and then once we put him in that first spot, man, he's just got us off to a great start every single time. And then he passes the baton to Troy, and he's been great for us on the backstretch. With then we kind of put it in our finisher's hands with Dolan on that corner, and then Wyatt. It's really fun. You know, we don't really have any of those 11 flat guys necessarily that you see, or even, you know, a few guys that run in the high 10. But, man, these guys they've been so consistent all year, and we're really excited for them to get a chance to medal, and hopefully medal really high down in Omaha.
Yeah, a chance for those seniors to make it in. Troy Reynolds, Wyatt Pruitt, Dolan Pospisil, and the junior Carson Anderson, that 4x1. And yep. You also open up the meet. You have that 4x800-meter relay team,
right,
that ran a solid 8:38.
Yeah, you know, and that's, we kind of pride ourselves in our middle distance, especially that 800. That's just kind of been our sweet spot of a race. So, I mean, to get, obviously, like we talked about Daisy and Mason and that, but then to be able to get our 4x8 in. And the boys, again, they just missed out last year with a wild card. So we're really excited to get them going. You know, like Carson and, you know, Peyton both have kind of had injuries. Carson Anderson and Peyton Ebert had injuries last year and are kind of coming off those. So it's been cool to watch them grow and improve. I mean, they've cut a ton of time this year, and then, again, Ray Norton will lead us off with that. He just keeps getting stronger. And then, again, Mason Hagen with our anchor. And so, yeah, I mean, they got a great shot at a medal. You know, again, goals, just PR every split and see what happens.
Four senior boys, it looks like, two junior boys and a sophomore boy will qualify out of your 11. Coach, we wish you the best of luck there at Omaha coming up on Friday and Saturday.
Appreciate it, Cody.
Again, that is North Central Track and Field Coach Alex McCleary as they head off to the State Track and Field Championships in Omaha.